Wisconsin, it's finally here. Yuengling, oldest brewery in America, family-owned and operated for six generations, and now officially in Wisconsin. Whether I'm tailgating, watching the game at a sports bar, just kicking back, I'm reaching for a Yuengling. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly.
Station.
It's time to hear from the voice of the Brewers.
Fly ball to deep right. It is back. Soto back.
Jeff Levering is brought to you by the Neurospine Center of Wisconsin. Go where the pros go to fix all your back pain. Visit them today at neurospine.com.
Appreciate a little Huey Lewis in the news to bring me in today. Love that.
Thank you, and I love Huey Lewis in the news, so I'm all about it.
Jeff Levering on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I had to switch out the hat. Put on the
nice
new,
lid, Jen.
I had to put on the new City Connect. I love the fielding barrel man. As soon as I saw it on the jersey, I was like, that's the hat I'm getting. Now, as you can see, I have not yet pulled off all the stickers. It was 30 seconds ago that I pulled out the cardboard that was in the hat. So we'll get there. We'll get there, Jeff. It's been an exciting start to the season for your Milwaukee Brewers. And of course, yesterday, the City Connect uniforms were revealed. What was your take on it? I thought they put a ton of thought into it, from the colors to the sunset to the Wisco. Your reaction?
I really like what they did with it. And I know you can't please everybody. It's just, that's just the way the world works. Doesn't matter what you're doing. You could be paving a street and you're not going to make somebody happy. So for me, I think they did a great job with it. I love the new color scheme. I like the W with the state logo on the cap. The cap that you're wearing is great. That looks like a 6'3 ground out in my mind with Barrelman. I love that they continued the grill logo, but they turned it into a bobber. I thought that was a really cool touch. And then the small little detail that I really liked was forward. Like, that's the state motto, and it's on the back of everybody's jersey. I think that's a really cool thing, right on everybody's spinal column. So really, really nice touch for everybody. I'm excited to see them all weekend long.
Yeah, look, I just love that they learned lessons from the last time, because the last time they came out with the Brew Crew ones that they've been wearing the last couple of years, they had the grill logo that you mentioned, Jeff, and everyone went, yeah, I want that on a hat. And they went, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that is kind of cool. And then you found it on hats everywhere. So the patches, whether it was, that, like you said, continuing the grill theme but making into a bobber, fielding barrel man, they seem to have learned that the patches are also something that the fans are into.
Yeah, totally. And I like the fact that they cheated the system and made it more of a state thing than a City Connect thing. It wasn't just Milwaukee. It was, hey, the entire state of Wisconsin, there's so much pride. As Vinny likes to say, team cheese. So I'm all team cheese. I'm wearing my Pine River cheese hat right now, as a matter of fact.
Attaboy.
So, I mean, it's all about just getting everybody together. It's summertime. The weather finally started to feel great. We were in Boston. It was 30 degrees the last game that played there on Wednesday. It was cold.
Guys look miserable, by the way.
It was not fun.
Yeah, even though the sun was, it was like one of those days where like the sun was out, but it was still somehow just chilly.
Terrible. It was so deceiving. So, and when we landed, it was 70 degrees in Milwaukee. So it's like, yeah, this is great. It usually goes the other way. So it was really nice to be back. I'm happy to be back. And everybody's happy to be back this weekend and for a nice long homestand.
Jeff Levering joining us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. All right, at 8-4, ESPN put out its power rankings for the week. Milwaukee is ranked third right now in the power rankings. What has stood out to you in this early stretch of the season? What do you think has been their identity over these first few series?
Still really good bullpen work. I think that it's been this case for a while, Jen, but just how everybody else steps up. Like, Bryce Terang's out for a couple days, so David Hamilton steps up and gets on base a ton. The Brewers have already used seven different starting pitchers and have played 12 games. That's just who they are. They used 17 a year ago to cover 162 games plus the playoffs, you know, with openers. So that's not out of the realm yet. Brewers have already used an opener in Logan Henderson in game two of a doubleheader. They took Brandon Sproat out of this turn of the rotation. He's going to be available out of the bullpen this weekend. So I just think that this team has been so resilient. It's still so darn early. But I do feel like this team continues to have the identity of, people are thinking that we're not as good as we really are. So let's wear it as a badge of honor and kick the crap out of everybody.
Now, you mentioned the bullpen. What's the concern level for Jared Koenig?
I mean, anytime that it comes to an elbow, you raise your ears a little. But I do think that the Brewers have enough depth in that bullpen to cover some of those innings. Now, you miss what he's been able to do, and nobody would have expected anything 3 years ago from Jared Koenig. He was a non-roster invite. He makes the team. He's been unbelievable in the bullpen for the last 3 years. But if you're going to have something like that happen, have it happen right now, and you get it out of the way. I mean, you see it all over the league, right? Where you take a couple of weeks off, you take a month off, you come back and you're fresh. Your innings are limited. His innings were going to be limited over the course of the season anyway. Take care of it now. The Brewers have the depth to cover it for the time being.
Jeff, give us the insight on Christian Yelich. Obviously, we love him here in Milwaukee. We know what a hugely valuable part of the roster he is year in and year out. And yet it feels like he has found something this spring. What are you seeing as the biggest difference between the Christian Yelich we have seen early in 2026?
It's very similar to what it was last year. I thought you were going to ask me what was on his face during the City Connect.
Well, that is another question. Why did they have him do a workout before they decided to, you know, throw the jersey on him?
He had a good glisten going. Hey, listen, if I'm ever doing a photo shoot, you bet your tail that I'm going to be doing push-ups doing whatever.
Well, you don't have to do all that. We'll just spritz you with some water, man. I mean,
that's fine. Well, it was just like he just jumped out of the lake and threw on the jersey and boom, it's awesome. So maybe that's the key to his success, is he did the photo shoot before the start of the season and he took a dip in the magic waters. But I just think that he is so secure in who he is as a player now. I think that after he signed that big deal in 2020, coming off of an injury first and foremost with the kneecap after 2019, there was a lot of pressure on him. Plus, it was weird times with COVID and like all the other stuff that was going along. He put a ton of pressure on himself. And I think he is so confident with who he is right now as a player, as a human being, as a leader in that clubhouse, that his performance is dictating that, right? And because he is comfortable, it's not like, okay, well, see ball, hit ball, I'm a young player and I can do this. It's, I'm trusting myself and I can do whatever I want to do on this field. I just need to go out and do it and believe that I can do it.
I know the strikeouts are high for Garrett Mitchell, but he was somebody coming into the season that I think everybody kind of identified like, okay, we know this guy has the potential. Can he cash in? I know it's only 10 games in, but what he's been able to do, and if he can solidify that center field spot, Jeff, I feel that just really helps the lineup come together. What have you liked out of what you've seen out of Garrett through the first 10 games for him?
Availability. That's number one. I mean, he's been on the field and that's a key, and he's driving in runs. He's one among the major league leaders in RBIs. Who would have said that? Now, granted, he had a 5 RBI game in Kansas City and I think 8 in that series alone, which helps you out early on in the season. But the Brewers have needed him. The Brewers have seriously needed, with no Jackson Churio, they have needed somebody to step up in the outfield, and it's been Garrett Mitchell, and he's played great defense. He's run balls down. And yeah, the strikeouts are high, but they've always been high with Garrett. So I think that just him being available and having some confidence in year number 5 in the big leagues, this is his bit of 5th year in the big leagues. And he's just eclipsed 150 total games played. He came into the year with 141 games played in his career. He's just over 150. That's not even full season. So just the fact that he's on the field and performing exceptionally well right now, take it and run with it. He's hitting right in the middle of the lineup for a reason.
Jeff, if you had to guess, you think the Brewers have offered something, put something in front of Terang, or you think they recognize that, you know, he's an ascending star in this league and likely they're going to be priced out?
I bet that they have approached Bryce's team multiple times over multiple years, not just this offseason, not just after he won the Platinum Glove, probably before that. I'm sure that there have been those conversations. I don't know if they priced themselves out. I think he loves playing in Milwaukee. I think he loves being here. He loves being a part of what this group has built. I think he loves the fact that he was a first-round pick and he's been homegrown. But he's doing his due diligence. I get that. I totally get that. But he is going to be very expensive. The way that he plays the game, he is going to be very expensive for a very good reason, because he is elite.
Yeah. I know people and Brewers want to get ahead of everybody, and they signed Cooper Pratt to that long-term deal, so that makes you think about some of these other guys. But again, if they offered these contracts, I'm willing to bet that they went to William at one point. I'm willing to bet that they went to Miz at one point, Terang.
Sure.
But it takes two sides in order for a deal like that to get done.
Yeah, exactly. And not everybody is. Look at what the Braves did. The Braves went and signed a bunch of their young guys to long-term contracts before arbitration availability, and a lot of those guys have been hurt. You saw the Padres do this a little with some of their free agents and lock those guys up into 10-year deals, 7-8-year deals. Some teams are able to do that with young stars, and the Brewers need to get ahead of it. I'm glad they did it with Jackson Chourio. I'm glad they did it with Cooper Pratt. It's commitment to both the organization and from the player. But it does take two to tango, so to speak. Hopefully they can get something done, and hopefully Bryce Terang is a Brewer forever. And he's wearing that Wisco hat that Jen's rocking right now for a long time. But we'll see. I'm just enjoying watching him right now.
When we're talking about contracts, what about Sal Frelick? Is that a guy you think that they have approached? Is that a guy you think that could be long for the Brewers uniform?
Oh, I'm sure. Absolutely. Again, he is, if you're looking at a guy that is the prototype for the way that the Brewers want to play the game, that's the guy, right? Murph doesn't allow Sal to take the field until his uniform is dirty. Like he will go up and grab dirt and throw it on Sal and say, okay, now you're ready to play. Like that's how it works. And that's how he wants to play. If there is an at bat that doesn't last at least 7 pitches in a game from Sal Frelick, like something's wrong. Cause that's just the way that he plays. If you're going to try and lock somebody up, that definitely is the kind of guy that you want to lock up.
What have you loved out of Miz so far through 3 starts? 28 strikeouts. He lost command certainly the other night in Boston, but still had 10 strikeouts. What have you seen in the first 3 starts this year versus what he put out there last year?
He's developing, and he's repeating his delivery a lot better, Gabe. And that's what I like to see. Last year, he would get really, and Vinny said it great on the television broadcast the other night when he was pitching. When he's going north and south, he is locked in. When he starts falling off the side of the mound and getting out of his mechanics, that's when everything's going wayward. That's what happened when he threw 12 out of 13 pitches out of the zone. So if he continues to go north-south, up and down the mound, he's going to be just fine. But his development, his ability to throw strikes, with the off-speed stuff, and continue to pump fastballs by people. He was still 97, 98 miles an hour in that 6th inning when he came out, when things were going sideways in Boston. I still think that he has room to grow. He just turned 24 years old. He's still a spring chicken. He's going to be fine. Like, he's even got the chicken wings flying all over the place too with his body and his limbs. I love watching him and his youthful energy. But he's going to have a great year. He's really going to have a great year, and we're seeing it through the first 3 starts.
Jacob Mizrowski, who still leads the major leagues in strikeouts at 28. Brewers taking on the Nationals tonight. Jeff Levering will be there. Jeff, we appreciate you taking some time this morning, hanging out with us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, and we look forward to your call.
Appreciate you, and thanks for having me on Friday. I was a little under the weather on Tuesday,
so thank you so much.
Appreciate you.
Telepathically, you passed it on to me, because now I've been like walking dead the last 48 hours.
Hopefully you've been able to keep food down. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, boy.
I kept nothing down for 24 hours.
Oh,
I was in the hospital for a night.
Oh, my goodness. What? Well, I'm so glad that you're better.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't miss. Those are the first time I've ever missed games in 20 years of broadcasting in my life.
That's incredible.
So, a night in the hospital in Kansas City, it helped.
I mean, I assumed, not to hear you, because again, if you're not on television, you're on radio. If you're not on radio, you're probably doing a game somewhere else. I was shocked here, and then, okay, he's feeling under the weather. I didn't realize it required a hospital stay.
Yeah, it was not good. It's not good. I still have bruises on my IV port. It was fun.
Are we thinking food poisoning?
Yeah, really nasty stomach bug is what it was.
All right.
I would love to say that there was something else, but it was just northbound, which was good. So it wasn't a dual situation.
It's the first time I've ever heard it described that way. But again, this is why this man does play-by-play.
Perfect. Painting
just knows
picture.
How to describe things.
Absolutely. We appreciate you,
You're
Jeff.
Welcome.
Have a great one. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah. Take care, guys.
See you, Jeff.